The Athens-Clarke County Mayor and Commission passed what some are calling the state's most progressive local budget per capita, which includes funds for a homelessness resolution, a community garden project, and mental health co-responders. Even more recently, Athens officials are considering a new program that could provide rental assistance for those facing eviction. But when and how will these initiatives come to fruition? District 5 Commissioner Tim Denson is here to speak about that and provide an update about new government business. Welcome back to Athens News Matters, and may I say, up close and personal, huh?
Yeah, in person. I love it.
How about that? Let's just kick things off with Project Reset, a program you champion to your colleagues. What is it, and how would it work here in Clarke County?
Yeah, we're looking at doing it a little bit different here in Clarke County so that we can use the benefits from state funding,
right?
Plus also using some of our own funding, our own resources to basically stop evictions before they happen.
Right.
So the way this will work is whenever landlords or tenants come in to answer for a dispossessory hearing or eviction, when they go into the magistrate court, they will be given the opportunity to enter into this program in which the landlord will be able to get a decent percentage of the back rent that they're asking for,
right,
and the tenant gets to stay in their home, which is, of course, also a huge community benefit because it's very expensive for the community and its resources and working with our homeless services providers that once somebody gets evicted, it's really difficult to get them back on their feet,
right,
and back into stable housing. So this kind of program will benefit everybody. And, you know, right now we're just kind of in this rush of trying to get this program stood up before the CDC eviction moratorium ends at the end of the month.
Yeah, it's interesting. You talk about more of the long-term detriment of someone mm-hmm. being evicted versus the way some folks might think of it as just a short-term situation. There's really a lot of bad things that happen long-term, more cost than most people think about.
Definitely. When somebody has an eviction on their record, it makes it so difficult to find that housing again. And that's even more serious right now when we're talking about being in this shortcoming of not having enough affordable housing in general.
Right,
right now, we have a good number of evictions that have already been happening. And we know that there's a lot that are just kind of sitting there waiting because of the eviction moratorium. But a lot of people expect that once this moratorium is lifted, that we could see possibly the 300% of that kind of increase moving forward.
Wow.
My hope is that here in the next few weeks, we'll have that ready to go.
Well, you already said that this sort of rolls together with the whole homelessness issue. And so remind our listeners about this homelessness resolution.
The first part, I think the part that's gotten the most attention is this structured encampment idea to make up a stable place where people who are facing homelessness can temporarily go there. And we're hoping to have that come before us on August 3rd with a site selection for where this could be and hopefully actually have the encampment running sometime around October. And that timeline is important because there is a large encampment right now already that's existing on CSX property, and CSX has stated that they plan on evicting the individuals in September. The other part is a little bit of a bigger idea, looking up from a higher angle of just having a really overall holistic plan on dealing with homelessness,
mm-hmm.
working with the Athens Homeless Coalition to have a plan in place that includes a structured way of us doing our transitional housing. And there's another important thing that we're focusing on right now. We're going to scan our zoning and planning codes to try to find out maybe unintentional laws and policies that we have
huh.
that are maybe actually making it difficult to build affordable housing. So we'll have somebody come in here scanning that code and making recommendations to us have a zoning code that encourages affordable housing to be built instead.
So how about new government happenings? The T-SPLOS 2023 is quickly approaching. Where are we in that process?
Yeah, that one is coming up fast.
Yeah.
So right now we are in the middle of actually being able to take proposals. Any Athens-Clarke County resident can write a proposal for a transportation project, whether that be sidewalks in your community or on an important road, bike lanes, bike infrastructure, you know, hearing things about like sidewalks on Lavender Road, trying to have better bike pedestrian infrastructure on Jefferson Highway.
Wow.
And anybody can propose this and bring it forward. But the deadline for proposals is coming up very quickly again, and that's August 15th. But the county is also offering technical help on helping people write those proposals and have them submitted to the citizen committee that will be evaluating them.
Nice. Tim Denson is commissioner for District 5. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll be sure to keep you updated, listeners, about all of these projects right here on WUGA.